Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A new report suggests that for the first time, online outlets are now the main source of news for people living in Ireland, surpassing television, radio, social media and newspapers. According to the annual Digital News Report Ireland 2024 report, online outlets are now the main source of news, more so than traditional media sectors. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by multimedia reporter with independent.ie, Maeve McTaggart. And Maeve, you're welcome. You work actually as a multimedia reporter yourself at independent.ie. I wonder, were you surprised at these results?
I do. To be honest, Sarah, I think I was mostly surprised that the rates weren't maybe higher for those who are using online news and social media. You know, I think amongst my age group in particular, maybe it's just my perspective, I'm 25, but I think it'd be very rare for people now to kind of actively switch on TV for their news or turn on the radio. You know, I do work for a newspaper, but I think to see someone of my age walking in to buy a newspaper would be incredibly rare. So I think those rates will probably definitely climb, I think, especially in the next few years.
You can understand why this might be a depressing conversation, Maeve, but we'll forge ahead. From your own perspective then, sorry, do you mind me asking, what age are you? Did you mention your age?
25.
So do you watch, like, you're a journalist, do you watch news on the TV or the radio? Do you listen to the news on the radio? Do you, I suppose you do probably buy newspapers, do you, or do you?
I do. I think I'm in a kind of unique position as a journalist that I would be very conscious of, you know, where and how I'm consuming news, but I think I probably wouldn't have sat down to watch news on TV probably since about the times of COVID, around the times of those pandemic announcements. And I think the radio largely would kind of come on when I'd be in the car or at work. So I think predominantly it would be online news outlets that
So you listen to radio by accident, by the sounds of that. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh, great. Now, online news outlets, when we talk about online news outlets, what are we talking about? Is that, you know, is that sort of, you know, social media? But I don't think it is social media. So what are we talking about?
So it would be online outlets kind of excluding social media. So say from the RTE website or the Irish Independent website, outlets there. So you're not consuming maybe traditional print or radio or broadcast news.
One of the things that is increasingly coming up, and we saw it even during the referendums with various different vox pops that were done with people, they were saying, oh, I got all my news off TikTok, for example. Do you find that is something that's happening more? I know this particular report excludes social media, but do you find that your peers are getting a lot of their news from social media as well as online news outlets?
I'd say absolutely. I think even exclusively through social media outlets. You know,
really?
I remember even myself, last November, I was reporting on the initial stages of the Dublin riots. So, you know, I was filing copy, I was taking video, taking pictures. When I came home after work, I was really struck by the fact that I couldn't tell my friends anything that they didn't already know. You know, they'd watch the whole thing live from multiple angles, multiple vantage points, through live streams on TikTok. You know, so that's where they are getting their information, because that's where the information is really quickly.
And I'm really interested in your view on that, right? So the Dublin riots being a particular event where, as you say, there's live streaming almost of what's going on at a moment in time. But when it comes to more complex issues, like, for example, the referendums that we had, where they were actually quite complex, and the wording and the potential implications of all that, do you find that can be, or that is being explained in platforms such as TikTok, if that's where people are getting their news? Are the complexity of the issues being explained on those platforms, or can they be?
I think it's difficult in terms of people aren't going on these platforms to find news. I think people are coming across the news accidentally, sometimes a lot of the time. So to find out news about the referendums, information about, you know, the elections last week, I think it's difficult because these platforms aren't designed to be news sellers. You know, they're not designed to be news outlets.
Yeah.
So I think it's difficult to, I suppose, give people information in the way that they want. I think TikTok in particular is very casual, very kind of tongue-in-cheek, very relaxed. So at the same time, to be explaining very, probably quite complicated kind of constitutional questions in terms of the referendums or election candidates' positions, you know, it's I think it's difficult, but it's definitely something that has to be worked out.
Yeah, so where does that leave us? Where does that leave you and your generation, the generations that come? And this is a genuine question. I'm really interested as to what you think about this, because if people are getting their news on online news outlets, but also, as you say, a lot through social media, they're not even looking for it there. They're just coming across it accidentally. And that's not the platform where complex issues are being discussed. And often news is complex. What do we do? How do people get their information?
I think there's definitely a way, and I think we are maybe going some of the way of getting there. You know, in particular TikTok, it's based on kind of geolocations. So you can get very local news on TikTok because, you know, it knows where you are. If you're living in Clontarf, it can give you videos that are happening in Clontarf, you know. So I think it does work, and people are able to learn a lot. I think it definitely broadens people's perspectives. You know, you're able to get 10 different people within the space of 15 seconds. You know, you just have to kind of catch their attention. So I suppose it's a matter of meeting people where they're at, I suppose, rather than attempting to change how they're consuming news, because it's going this direction anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's really interesting to speak to you, Maeve. You have a really interesting perspective on this. We must come back to it, I think, this whole issue. But thank you very much for joining us. That is Maeve MacTaggart, who's multimedia reporter with Independent.ie.